Today's daf is Beya Daf Lamed Tes, and we are at the two dots, three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Poiter B'mayim. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Meshaba ben Devorah, Devorah Basmecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Etam Malka Bas Miriam, and Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka. So yesterday's daf, for the most part, discussed a case where a woman was kneading dough. She's baking challah on Yontif. However, she borrowed some of the ingredients that she's using for the challah, whether it was tavlin, mayim, melach, from her chavrta, from her neighbor. She borrowed it on Yontif, meaning the tavlin, the mayim, and the melach was in the possession of her neighbor, b'knisas ha-yontif. Bein Hashmashes. She had the majority of the ingredients of this challah in her possession at the beginning of Yontif. However, her neighbor had the Mayim, Melech, and Tavlin in her possession at the beginning of Yontif. The question is, how do we treat it from a Hilchas Tchumen perspective? And it's predicated on the halach of the Mishnah, HaBehema VaHakelim, Keragli HaBailim. Just like a person is bound by his Tchuman Shabbos and Yontif, so too the person's animals and the person's possessions are also bound by Tchumen on Shabbos and Yontif. But the nature of the Tchum of the Behema and the Kalim is whatever the Tchum of the Bailim is. So if you have two women, neighbors, each one had different ingredients that are now part of a challah, from a Tchumen perspective, this challah is made up of a taruvos of Kalim that have different tchumen. The question is, how do you now treat this challah from a tchumen perspective? So the Chachamim in the Mishnah said, "Harei elu keraglei shteyem," that being that the challah is made up of ingredients that have different tchumen, so you have to reckon with both of them. So if there's an area where the two tchumen overlap, you'd be allowed to take the challah to that area. Otherwise, lo yizizenem imkoyma, you wouldn't be able to move it. Rabbi Yehuda poyt b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda said that I agree with tavlin, I agree with melach, however, water is different. Because water is insignificant, and as a result, there's no way that the water would be toifes its own tchum. So the fact that you borrowed water from somebody else and the water was in that person's rishos, bein hashmashes, at the time of kinyan shvis, so it would have no bearing on the way we look at the chal. Now, the topic of yesterday's daf was the shita sachachamim. Why don't we say that the mayim, the tavlin, and the melach is bottled to the roiv, which is the isa? In kol ha'tayra kula, achri rabim lahatayis, we say bittul b'roiv, and mesach teschulin, and in all the different places in Shas that this is talked about. So why should hilchis tchumim be any different? And we had the epic exchange between Rab Abba and the Chachmei Marava, which began with Rabbah's Tefillah, Yehei Rabbah, the Eman Nusa, the Tiskabel. And it seems like, the way the Chassam Sofer explained, that not only was Rabbah's Tefillah not answered, but it very much backfired Keneged Rabbah. And we said a lot of lumdis tucked away at the very end of Masechtas Beya, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Today the Gemara is going to discuss the way simpler part of the sugya, and that is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was poite b'mayim. Zok Gemara, mayim in melach loy. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda only argued with regards to water, but as it relates to salt, there Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if the woman who's making the challah borrowed salt from her neighbor, and that salt has its own tchum, and achinami, the halach is hareza kerag l'shtem. Frank the Gemara, Batanya, we learned in the Brayis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, mayim umelach b'telem, bein b'isa, bein b'kter. Not only is mayim bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the melach also. Not just that. Bein b'isa, it's true. If the woman is kneading dough, it's true. If the woman has a kter, she has a pot with some food in it. But either way, we have a stira as it relates to whether melach is bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda. From the Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda poite b'mayim. Mayim meaning as opposed to melach and tavlin. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said mayim u'melach. So the Gemara says, like Kashi, you have to say there's two dinim, there's two types of salt. Hab melach stoimis, hab melach asteroiknis. There's salt that's thinner. Rashi says it's daka ma'oid. That thinner salt is bottle. And that's the salt that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to in the Braisa when he says mayim umelach b'telem. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that seems to say only mayim and not salt, that's referring to melach asteroiknes. Rashi says that a raya, that melach stoimis is daka, it's very insignificant, is because the Gemara says in Chulin Kofayim Beis that the reason there's a mitzvah or a chayva to wash mayim achronim at the end of the meal is mipnei shemelach sedoimis yesh and mesames oinayim. Because people used to use melach sedoimis, and melach sedoimis can get on a person's fingers while he's eating, before forks and knives were invented. And then if a person's going to touch his eyes, it could be a tremendous sakana. So Rashi says, you see from here that it must be daka ma'oid. Because if it wasn't daka ma'oid, then it wouldn't be a chashash, because you would see the melach stoimis on your finger. So from the fact that there's a concern that a person may end up being injured as a result of the melach stoimis, that's a raya, it's daka ma'oid. Regardless, the Mishnah that says Rabbi Yehuda holds the melach is not bottle, it's talking about big clumps of melach. That's not bottle. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that says the melach is bottle, he's talking about melach sedoimis. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mayim u'melach betelim be'isa, ve'im betelim be'kedera. Mayim u'melach a bottle in the isa, but they're not bottle in the kedera mipnei roitva, because of the roitiv." What's the kasha? So Pashit, reading the Gemara, it sounds like there's a kasha between the two Braisas. The Gemara brought a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim u'melach betelim, bein be'isa, bein be'kter. Why do we bring the Braisa? To show that Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only is the Mayim bottle, the melach is also bottle. But Rabbi Yehuda added, it's bottle in the isa, and it's bottle in the kedera. Here you have a Braisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim u'melach betelim be'isa, ve'im betelim be'kter. So we have a stira from Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, which is referring to isa, is true for kedera as well, or it's not true for kedera. That's partial what the Gemara's kasha is. If you look at Rashi, however, Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is not from the first Braisa that the Gemara mentioned, but rather from the Mishnah. So it's Rashi, Dibra Maskel, ve'im betelim ha'mayim be'kter b'nei roitva, the first skinny line. The Mishnah is mashma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the mayim is bottle be'isa, and it's also bottle in kedera. Where do you see that? The masnisen betarti ayri. The Mishnah, even though it's talking about isa, the case was a woman was kneading dough, but it doesn't only mean isa, it also means kedera. Because midiktoni tavlin, and the Hainu Lukdera. Because the Mishnah said Mayim, Melach, and Tavlin. And the truth is, when you read the Mishnah for the moment, Tavlin, you put Tavlin in Challah, it sounds like an interesting recipe. Usually not. Melach, Mayim. But why is there Tavlin? The Teretz Rashi says is because the Mishnah didn't only mean Isa, even though it said Isa, but Tarti Mashma. It meant Kedera as well. So really, in the Mishnah itself, you see that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha was true even for Kedera. Over here, it's just Pashim Shad in the Gemara. The way Rashi is explaining it, the Gemara's Kasha is not from this second Braisa to the first Braisa, but rather the Gemara's Kasha is from the second Braisa to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg, in his Agoyis on the Gemara, he was bothered that why Rashi have to learn the Gemara that way? It sounds a little bit like a Dachuk. The Mishnah didn't say a word about Kedera. The Mishnah is talking about Isa. Rashi has a Shtikl Torah that the Mishnah must have also meant Kedera because it said Tavlin, thus we have a stira. Say better, the Gemara's kash is from the two Braises. You have literally two lines, one after another, two different Braises, and they blatantly contradict each other. So Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg and the Marshal say that it's Muchach. Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg speaks it out, that Rashi didn't have this gears in the Mishnah. It must be that Rash in the Braisa, Rashi must have not been Goyers in the first Braisa, Bein be'isa, bein be'kedera. As a result, he didn't have the stira. And in the Braisa itself, all Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is Mayim u'melach. So there's no reason to think that Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha even by kedera. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi was forced to back into some kasha. The kasha must be the Mishnah. The Mishnah also doesn't say kedera, but the Mishnah says tavlin. And tavlin means kedera. Bottom line, long-winded explanation for the Gemara's kasha, but we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. The first steer we had in Rabbi Yehuda was, what's the halacha by melach? The second steer is, what's the halacha by kedera? From the Mishnah Tzmash, Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha, not only by Nisa, even by kedera. The Braisa said, clearly, like kedera. Talk to Gemara, like kasha, haba ava, haba raka. There's two different types of kedera. There's a cooked dish that's thicker, that would mirror a dough. If it mirrors the dough, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's such a thick consistency, that's where the mayim, that's where the melach is going to be bottled. If, however, it's raka, it's a little bit thinner as far as its consistency goes. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tafshel is going to be different, the kter is going to be different, and it's only in the isa that it's going to be bottled. So more me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, more halachos related to tchumen. Really, a lot of these gemaras could have easily been in Masechtas Erevin, just like they're here in Masechtas Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hagacheles, a coal is Keragli Habayl. So if a person has a coal, he's bound by his tchum, his gacheles is going to be by his tchum as well. What does that mean? We know this. It means if somebody else takes the coal, wants to carry it, he can't carry it wherever his own tchum is, but he has to make sure that he keeps it within the tchum of the owner of the gacheles. And how do you define owner? Whoever had it, ben ashmashes, v'shalheves, a flam fire. The actual flame, that's b'chol makom. That's something that you can take everywhere. Meaning it's not bound by any tchum. So the Mishnah just mentioned a difference between a coal and a flame. Negeya eruv tchumim, which is the sugya of the day. So the Mishnah does what it only sometimes does. The Gemara always does. The Mishnah sometimes, it digresses. And it's going to mention other differences between a coal and a flame. Gachelo shel hektish, mayalimba. If somebody has hana from a coal that belongs to hektish, he violates me'ila. Very, very serious. Vishalheves. However, if somebody would have hana from a flame, from a fire that belongs to hektish, not the coal, but the fire, loy nehenen, it's not something he's allowed to do. It's aser ba'ana midrabanu v'avalei ma'ilam. At the same time, there's no isim ilo. Hamaitzik gacheles v'shus rabim. A third difference. If somebody takes a gacheles and he carries it from Rishus HaYachat v'shus rabim on Shabbos Chayiv, he violated the 39th malacha. Hitzah. V'shalheves. If somebody carries a flam fire, the Gemara will talk about how that's possible. Potter, in that case, he's going to be potter. So Mishnah mentioned three differences between a coal and a fire. Why? Because the first one is negeya tchumen. Why are we talking about tchumen? And that's been the sugi the last few dafin. And once we mentioned one, we mentioned another two. So the Mishnah mentions three, but the Mishnah we know is written with Lashon Kitzara, only mentions three. The Gemara begins with a brisa that was a little wordier, that mentions not three differences, but five. Tanu Rabbanu, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Gacheles. There's five differences between coals and a fire. HaGacheles Keragli HaBailim. Number one, as it relates to Erevin, the first halach of the Mishnah. Gacheles is bound by a tchum, v'shalev is b'chal makim. V'shalev is you can take wherever you want. Gacheles shal hektish mailim ba. If you have a gacheles that belongs to hektish, there's me'ilo. V'shalev is loy nenev loy mailim. You're not allowed to have a namid Rabbanu, but at the same time, there's no ilim edai reis. Gacheles shal avoy de zara asur. This we didn't have in the Mishnah. If someone has a coal of avoy de zara, you're not allowed to have a na from it. V'shalheves muteres. However, a shalheves of avodah zarah, you're allowed to have anah from. Hamoitzi gacheles l'shus harabim chayiv v'shalheves butter. There's an isra hitzah on a gacheles, like we saw in the Mishnah. Shalheves not. And then finally, the fifth and the second one that the Braisa mentions that the Mishnah doesn't mention is amud anami chaveroi also b'gachalte. If someone made a ned, he's not going to have anah from somebody else. He's not allowed to have anah from his kol umuter b'shalhavtoi. However, he is allowed to have anah from his shalheves. So the Gemara says, as it relates to this Braisa, one ha'ara maishna shalheves avoy the zara the sharia umaishna the hektish ta'asira. Why is it that when it comes to the shalheves of hektish, so there's no me'ila? It's not subject to the laws of Me'ila, but at the same time, loy nene midrabon. When it comes to avodah zarah, there's no Me'ila, and mutter, there is no isser midrabon. Meaning, midday raisa, there's no isser hana when it comes to a shalheves. Does hektish, you know that I have hana from, it's known as Me'ila, has its own name. Don't worry about it when it comes to shalheves. Avodah zarah, you know that I have hana from. V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherim. But it's a shalheves. You don't have to worry about it. Stating that, the rabbanon came in, and they said, when it comes to hektish, midrabanan, stay away. Comes to avodah zarah, no worries. Fake the Gemara, the obvious question. Why by avodah zarah did the Chachamim not feel the need to impose a obir de rabbanan? But when it comes to hektish, there yet, and the Gemara says the difference is avodah zarah de me'isa, avodah zarah is ma'os, it's disgusting. Bedila inshamina. So therefore, people naturally stay away from it. It's like gazbar rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't feel they have to make a gzera, don't have anah from avodah zarah. Who's having anah from avodah zarah? Abe hektish loy ma'os. Hektish, which is loy ma'os, v'loy bedili inshamina. And therefore, people are not necessarily going to set themselves apart. Gazbar Rabbanan, did the Rabbanan felt that they had to separate? Meaning, a hektish is asabana and avodah zarah is asabana. But at the same time, they couldn't be asr bahana for more different reasons. Avodah zarah is asabana because you can't go near it because of the ma'us shabai. Hektish is asr bahana because it's so halig, it's miyuchid l'Hashem, and as a result, you're not allowed to. But the point is, if you understand the underlying reasons, you could understand why the Chachamim, who were yardal asayf taiti shaladim, felt that when it comes to avodah zarah, we don't have to make any takanas. When it comes to hektish, we do have to make takanas. Rashi and Tosfos both speak out that in different sugis and chas, the Gemara says that even hektish people are b'dilei mineh. So Rashi and Tosfos both say that this whole svara of b'dilei mineh is a relative svara, meaning there's a scale, there's a spectrum. Avodah zarah is most, everybody is bedila minei, quantitatively and qualitatively. Something that's chulin, it's not hektish, it's not avodah zara, I don't know, therefore you have to make gezeiros. Hektish is somewhere in between. People understand that you have to stay away from hektish. So therefore, if you're comparing hektish to chulin, avada, people are more bottle from hektish than they are from chulin. But if you're comparing hektish to avodah zara, hektish is not an avodah zara. It's just common sense if you think about it. The Mishnah said, "Amoytzig achelus shosurab." Somebody carries a chelus shosurab and chayiv to shalevis. If somebody carries a shalevis to a shosurab and pot, afraid to gemara is that true? Vatanya. We learned to the brayse. Amoytzig shalevis kol shu chayiv. If somebody carries a shalevis, even a kol shu is chayiv. This contradicts the Mishnah. It also contradicts the brayse. So we had a Mishnah that mentioned three differences between a chelus shalevis. A brayse mentioned five differences between a chelus and a shalevis. They had this difference that if somebody carries a shalheves on Shabbos, mishus lishus, pater, feiti gemara, chabab reisa, hamoitzi shalheves, even a koshu, there's no share. He's going to be chab, I'm Rav Sheish, say, kreinsha etzio bekisim. You have to say that Bryce is talking about where when you carried it, it was on a kisim, it was on a piece of wood of some sorts, then you're going to be chai. Meaning the Mishnah, the Bryce is talking about where you carry the fire, it's not on anything. The Gemara is going to explain how that's possible. But that brisa that says Yechayiv is talking about where it was on a kisein. Faith the Gemara, if it's on a kisein, so why do you have to tell me Yechayiv? Because of the shalevis, it's typically Mishum kisein. Tell me Yechayiv anyways, because you carry the kisein. But the less issue, it's talking about with the kisein, the wood didn't have a big enough share. What's the share of wood? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah Masach, the Shabbos, and Moitzi Eitzim. If somebody carries wood on Shabbos, Mishus Lashus, so it has to be big enough, Kidei Levashal Beit Zakala. It has to be enough wood that you can fuel a fire for you to scramble eggs. What kind of egg? A Beit Zakala. But anyway, there's a share of how much wood you have to carry. So it's talking about where the Kisem was too small, didn't have the share. So beside the Kisem, you're not going to be Chayiv. The Shalheves, if it's on it, even a kol shu, you're going to be chayv. Abayam, Abay said a different tarot, it's going to shayfa l'mon ha-mishcha. Somebody took a keli, he smeared it with oil, va'atli be'nura, old school, and he lit a match. So now you have a fire. You're chayv for that shalheves. Why? Because it's on a keli. Again, you're not just carrying the fire, but rather it's on something. Faith the Gemara, the same question. So if there's a keli, so you should be chai because of the keli. And for the Gemara, b'chaspa, it's talking about where it was an earthenware keli. Earthenware keli is as if to say it's not chashiv, you're not chai. That's not true. There is a point where you would be chayiv even for chaspa. So the Gemara says, but less like shira, it's talking about we didn't have the shear. What's the shear for an earthenware keli? The tan eicha mishnah. Also mesach the Shabbos. Cheres. If somebody carries earthenware, they lit them being patzel lechaveira. The amount of cheres that you would need to place between boards, Ayin Rashi, that would be the shear, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. But the point is the shear. And it's talking about where you didn't have the shear. Therefore, for the chasp itself, you're not going to be chayiv. For the shalevis, you're going to be chayiv. Freit the Gemara, Elo hada tanan, hamoitz shalevis, pater heich mishkach asla. So if you carry the fire on a piece of wood, you're chayiv. If you carry it on a keli, you're chayiv. So when are you pater? When you chap the fire by the lapels and you walk it out, what does that mean? How are you going to carry a fire like that? So the Gemara says, it's talking about when you fan the fire. So the fire was in Rosh Hashanah and you're blowing it and you're just trying to get it to move somehow. So you didn't pick it up physically. You got it to move with an akira and an anocha from one rishus to another rishus, and that's how you got it to go. Rishus ayachel rishus rabim. That's the case where the halacha is your potter. So if it was on something, you're going to be chayiv. Otherwise, you're going to be potter. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. More halachas related to tchumen. Bar shal yachid. A person owned a pit. The pit had water. A boy rake yesh boy mayim. Right. There was water inside the pit. So the halach is that water is keragle hayachid. It takes on the tchum of the yachid. So if Reuven owns the pit, the water in Reuven's pit is bound by a tchum, and it's bound by the tchum of Reuven. So wherever Reuven's allowed to go, the water inside Reuven's bar is allowed to go. So if Shimon goes to Reuven's bar and he takes water, he can't take the water anywhere that he's allowed to go on Shabbos, or this is Mesachtes Yontif. But rather, he asked the cheshbin, where's Reuven allowed to go? See, the water is restricted by Reuven's tchum. Let's say there was a pit that belonged to the city. Karagli, ancha yisoyer. So it takes on the tchum of the city. What about the pit of the oilei bavel? So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about this, but this is referring to the idea that there were pits that were in public areas. The Gemara in Erevin talks about it. The whole idea of Pasei Birois was related to these Birois of the Oile Regalim. But the point is, these pits were meant for the Yidden that were Oile Regal, and they had to have water along the way. This was the proverbial rest stop back in the day. So they would come, and the animals and themselves, and this was a big part of life. So those pits take on tchumen, but what's the tchum? It's kiragle hamemale. So on Yontif, if you go and you take water from the pit, so that water now is going to be bound by you, the memale, your own tchum. So it's three separate buckets, no pun intended, as it relates to this halacha. You have the bar shel yachid, you have the bar shel anche oisa ha'ir, and then you have the bar of the oile bavel, the bar of the yachid. So the tchum of the water is the tchum of that yachid. So if somebody else takes water, he has to work with the owner of the pit's tchum. If it's inside a city and it belongs to anche oisa ha'ir, then it's bound by the city. If it's the bar of the oile bavel, it's on the side of a road somewhere, that goes kiragle hamemale. Rashi speaks out that what does it mean kiragle hamemale? So two things. He says, number one, it's clear the Tana, the Mishnah, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that we saw briefly in yesterday's daf, who holds that cheftzei hefker akoina shvisa. Because really, the ragle, the bar of the oile bavel, were technically hefker. If hefker has its own dine tchumen, it's koine shvisa based on where it is, so why is it karagli hamemale? It, l'chura, was already koine shvisa bein hashmashis as any other cheftzei hefker. Additionally, Rashi says that you see from this Mishnah that shel oile bavel karagli hamemale, that the time of the Mishnah must hold yesh breira. Because the point is that we know Kinyan Shvisa goes into effect Bein Hashmashas. So if now, on the second day Yontif, a person goes and he fills up water, so what do you mean it's ke ragle hamamale? He wasn't in the picture Bein Hashmashas. So must be Yesh Breira, Ayin Rashi. Zok the Gemara, Ramalei, Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Barshal Yachid, Keragle HaYachid. Meaning, you see in our Mishnah that water is bound by Tchumen, you think? Barshal Yachid, Barshal Anche Yoseir, Barshal Oile Bavel, and we're talking about the water. So you see, water is bound by Tchumen. For a minute, he said, I'm going to ask you a question. How does it stem with Erevin, Memvav, and Memches, Nahores HaMoshchen, Umayones HaNoivin, Harein Keragle Kaladam, that if you have streams and rivers, this water, because it's moving, because the water is naidi, it doesn't sit in one place, Bein Hashmashes, so it's not bound by any Tchum. Harein Keragle Kaladam, anyone can take it anywhere. So, Freit Gemara, it's a stira. This was Rav's question that he asked from Nachman. The Mishnah, you see that water that's in a bar is bound by Tchum, and the question is, who's Tchum? But the Mishnah, and this is a big principle in Erevin, is that the Haris HaMoshchen, Mayanos HaNoivin, is not bound by the laws of Tchumen. Omer Rabbis, the Rabbis said, Hachav HaMayaskinon, B'michunasin. It's talking about the Mishnah of Bar, is where the water was gathered from somewhere else, it was put into this bar. So this is different. This is like water that you have in your refrigerator. That water is bound by a Tchum. You saw it in the previous Mishnah, the Mayim, that's in the dough. So of course, that's different. The water that's not bound by Tchum is Nahores HaMoshchen U'Mayones HaNoivim. That's when it's in a river of some sort, it's a stream. So that water, which is on the go, that's not bound. Because of the fact that it doesn't sit in one place, that's why it's somehow exempt from the laws of Tchum. But water, that's just water, of course would be bound. And that's the case of the bar. Itmar Nami, Amar Abchei Bar Rabban, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said the same thing by Mechunasim. The Mishnah is talking about where it was Mechunasim. V'shal oile bavel kiragle hamemali itmar. Mila v'nasam lechaver. What would be if somebody went back in the day to one of the pits of the oile bavel on Yontif? He filled up water, but he didn't do it for himself. He did it for somebody else. Mila, he filled up the water, v'nasam lechaver. So what's the shaila? The Mishnah said, v'shal oile bavel kiragle hamemali. Here, the memale was Ruve, but he was memale for Shimon. So do we say Karaglia memale is the one that actually took the water out of the pit, the Vasatrega himself, or no, he's doing it for somebody. So maybe it's for that other person. And it was a machloikis amiram. Rav Nachman said, Keragle mishen es malulai. That it takes on the tchum of the person that you filled it up for. Rav Sheshes said, Keragle amemale, it's for the person that actually filled it up. But Mike Kamifliki, what's the machloikis? Sok the Gemara, mar sovar biru de hefkeiruhu. Umar sovar biru de shutfuhu. The machloikis is, do we look at the bar of the oile regalim as being hefker? Nobody owns it? Or do we look at the bar of the Eilu Regalim as being Bir de Shutfa? Everybody owns it. What's the Hesber? So Rashi explains. If you look at the bar as everybody owning it, so then when Ruvein went and he filled it up for Shimon, The way we look at it is as if Reuven was acting as a shliach of Shimon. As a result, just like Shimon, if he were taking himself, it would be karaglia memala. The water would now be bound by his chum. Reuven did it for Shimon. Shluchai shel adam kamaisai, we look at it the same way. If, however, you look at the bar as being the hefkera, so now this already invokes a whole other sugya, a very lumdish sugya. A sugya mesechtes bava mitzia, daf yuram et aleph, perik shnayim oichsim, where the Gemara talks about hamagbia mitzia lechaveroi. Kana chaveroi, or loy kana chaveroi. If somebody sees a metziah, it's hefker, it's one of the metziahs that are harayelu shaloi, and he wants to go pick up this metziah, but not for himself, he decides he's going to be very nice, he's going to be a good guy, he's going to do it for somebody else. So it's a shayla, hamagbiya metziah lechaveroi, kana chaveroi, or loy kana chaveroi. If there is a mandama, however, that holds, loy kana chaveroi, I can't go pick something up and give it to you. It's based on the sugi of toifas lebal chayv, b'makam shachav la'acherim, Ayin Rashi. But either way, says the Gemara, that if you hold that the bar of the early regalim were hefker, so then I can't go take it for you. Because it's a magbiya mitzil lechaveroi, loy kana lechaveroi, it's a toifas l'machoy v'makam shechav l'acherim, and as a result, there's no way for me to now do it as your shliach. If we're shutfin, then you're a bailin. This is not hefker. It's not a magbiya mitzia lechaveroi. I've been a balabus, just like you're a balabus. So I could take it myself. I could have you do it for me. So therefore, it's going to be hare ze karagle mi shenis malulei. That's what Rav Nachman held. However, Rav Sheshe said that it's karagle hamemale because he said you can't make me a shliach because this is a case of toifus l'balchoy b'makom shechav l'acherim. There's no zach and ladam shalei b'fanof. Magbiya mitzia lechaveroi is like kana chaveroi, and therefore it's going to be karagle hamemale. In other words, the reason Rav Nachman says hare kiragle misha nesmaluloi is because Rav Nachman understood that the relationship of the pits of the Oile Bavel was to the owners was they were all shutfin. It was one of these things as if this was like a public corporation that everybody owns shares. As opposed to Rav Sheshes, he's understood it that it's hefker. Nobody has anything in it. Hatzada shavah shebehen is that everybody could use it. But the question is, could everybody use it because nobody owns it? Or could everybody use it because everybody owns it? L'may nafgimina, we have a very, very obscure nafgimina in the world of Tchum. But the Gemara says, Eismei Rav the Rav Nachman. But Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. Hareni alecha cherim. If somebody goes up with his friend and he tells him, Hareni alecha cherim, you can't have any anah from me. He said, Allah is amudar asa. That person can't have any anah from him. Hare ato olai cherim. If somebody says, I'm not going to have anah from you, hanoi der asa. The person that made the net is not allowed to have anah. Hareni alecha. What if a person says, I can have anah from you, you can have anah from me? Okay, shteim asurim zebazet. No one's allowed to have anah from each other. However, even though these two people right now, they cannot, can't even be in the same room, right? They can't have any anah from each other. But there are certain things they could do. Umutar mishaloi li bavel. They're both allowed to have anah from anything that belonged to the oili bavel. Vasurim bishaloi soir. But anything that belongs to the city, they can't have anah from. So if there's a bar in the city, no one can have anah. Why not? Because if Reuven can't have enough from Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are both shutfin in this bar, so if Reuven's going to have from the bar, inevitably he's having enough from Shimon. Shimon's inevitably having enough from Reuven. But as it relates to the bar of the Oile Regalim, everyone could do what they want. And the following are the things of the Dvarim of the Oile Bavel. Harabayis, Halishkois, Hazorois, Ubar Shalem Tzohaderech. Ve'elohen Shaloi Soir. The following are considered things of the city, Haruchayv, the street, Ubeis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaMerches. What's the kasha? It's Rav Esram Nach, Vi Amrit Bir the Shutfihu. If you're going to tell me that the bar of the Oile Regalim was Shutfin on my mother, how you let her have Hanah? What's Pashup Shan in this price? For tonight, it's a Mishnah. Hashutfin Shanadra Hanah Zemizeh. Two Shutfin that had Hanah from each other. Asurin Lich Kones Lechatzer. The Allah is then allowed to enter each other's chatz. Like we said, they can't even be in the same room. I mean, that is, they can't go in the other person's chatz. But the point is that you see clearly that if the geder of the bar of the Oile Bavel would be that everybody would be shutfin, then there'd be no way for anyone to be able to have hana once your mudr hana mechaber. So once a person's mudr hana mechaber, you would never be able to touch the Oile Bavel. Elamai, the way we look at the bar of the Oile Bavel is not shutfin, but rather hefker. That's a kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that if somebody goes to the bar of the Oile Bavel on Yontif, he fills it up for his friend. What's the locha reze kirag lemishan esmalulai? Why? Because it's no different than if I made you a shlich. I am akbiya mitzil lechaber lekana chaber. That's if it's hefker. This is not hefker. I'm a bailim. So I made you a shlich. Shulcha shalom kamais. You filled it up for me and it gets bound by my tchum. The problem is, if you're going to tell me that we're really shutfin, then someone that's mudan chaver would never be able to have anah from the bar of the oil regalim, and it's a mafurish abraisa mishnayis that you could. That was the kasha that Rav Nachman was asked. So that Rav Nachman answered, lirchoitz bebar hachinami. There's two dinim when it comes to the bar of oil regalim, as it relates to bathing in the bar and a chinami. That would be a problem. I completely concur. That would be an issue. But here, when the Braisa says that it's okay with the Oile Regolim, what we're discussing is lemalois. What it means is to take water from there and to fill it up. And that's something you could do. And the reason is because mar midideh kamemale, umar midideh kamemale. The way you look at it is each person is taking his own thing. Even if you view them as being shutfin, which is the way I view them, said Rav Nachman, but at the same time, the shutfis is only going to be negay in certain instances. So for example, as it relates to bathing in it, yeah, that is used as, or not bathing in it, maybe taking the water out and using it to bathe. So that's where it'd be negay. But lishtois, to drink from it, there the halacha is, for sure, everybody would be able to take. Meaning, lamales, taking the bathing in it would be a problem. Taking water out would not be a problem. And the reason is, because we look at each person as if he's taking his own thing. And this is based on the principle of what? Breira. It's based on Breira. So, enu chinami was shutfin. But at the same time, once I take the water out, it's huvra adavlam frey that it's mine. So what would be the problem of two shutfin having anah from each other? I can't have anah from you, can't have anah from me. That's only if when I'm having anah, I see your bailus in this thing that I'm benefiting from. But to the extent that I took it out, at that point it's mine. So huvra adavlam that it's only mine and it's not yours. Even though we were shutfin, theoretically at this point it's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara of Savra Nachman Yesh Breira. So basically to make this all work out, you came out and you said, Rav Nachman holds, Yesh Breira Vatnan. We learned in the Mishnah a little bit more Breira before we end the Sechtes Be'ah. Achin Hashutfin. Brothers that were partners. Kishechayovin Bekalboin. When they're Chayovin Kalboin, Pturim B'Maisa Behema. They're Potter from Maisa Behema. Or Kishechayovin B'Maisa Behema. When they're Chayovin Maisa Behema, Pturim and Akalboin, the Aloch is, they're going to be Potter from Kalboin. So the case is where there was a man that died, he left over two sons and a Yerusha. And the two sons sat down together and they divided the Yerusha. And there's a discussion in this Mishnah as it relates to two areas in Halacha. One is the Kalboin, the other one is Maisa Behema. So what's Kalboin and what's Maisa Behema? We'll go backwards. Maisa Behema is more straightforward, and that is every 10th Behema that a person has, he has to be Mafish Maisa Behema. But there's a very important caveat, it's a whole Perek in Shas, Perek Maisa Behema, the end of Masechta's Becheiros. But the one halacha that we need is that Shutfen Apata for Maisa Behema. So if somebody owns something individually, he's Chayve Maisa Behema, but if two partners own something together, then they're Pata for Maisa Behema. So let's hold that thought. The second area that an halacha that the Mishnah is talking about is the Kalbin. The Kalbin is Negeya Maseches Shkolin, and it's Negeya the laws of Machzis HaShekel. So once upon a time, there was a mitzvah. Every single year, it had to be Mafish Machzis HaShekel. Why? That was the buy-in to the Karbanei Sibur. How did every yid have a chelik in the Karbanei Sibur? Every carbon tamid, every carbon musaf that was brought, every single yid had a chelik in. It's because he gave a Machzis HaShekel. Once you did that, you now have a shear in all the Karbanei Sibur that took place. How much did you have to give? Machzis HaShekel, which in English is a half a shekel. But at the same time, Chazal at some point felt that the Machzis HaShekels, which at the once upon a time were a coin that had intrinsic value, it wasn't backed by gold, no inflation, it was something that intrinsically had value. It really weighed a half a shekel. But as the coins eroded a little bit, Chazal said, you have to make that up. And the way they made it up was by saying, add a kalbin. Kalbin's a small dollar amount, and that's what you're supposed to add. Now, the halacha is that if someone's giving a machzis HaShekel, you have to give a machzis HaShekel and a kalbin. What if two people together are giving a full shekel? You could do that. You add one kalbin, you add two kalbins. The halacha is you would add two kalbins. If, however, you have a situation where a father, for example, is being mafrich, the machzis HaShekel, on behalf of his sons, so he's giving a full shekel on behalf of two sons. So then the halach is, you add a kalbin, but you'd only add one kalbin, not two kalbins. Technical halach is discussed in Masech Hishkol. So that's the background that we need. So we're discussing that you had two brothers, they divide an estate amongst themselves. This was their father's money. And they're going to take their father's money, and they're going to have to be mafresh maisa behema. Additionally, they're going to be giving machzis hashekel. Here's the question. Are they chayiv in maisa behema or are they potter maisa behema? Are they chayiv in one kalboin or are they chayiv in two kalboins? What's the shiloh? If we look at these two brothers as being partners, meaning they took it from their father and now they created their own partnership. So then they're shutfin. Shutfin are potter from maisa behema. If the way we look at it is not that they took it from their father, now it's a new entity, they created a partnership, but rather they're just an extension of their father. So the father was a single individual. So we look at now all these behemoths as if they're owned again by such an individual, not a partnership merely. You can be chayiv maisa behema. The same is true as it relates to the cowboy. If we look at them as being two shutfin that kiat together and they decided, let's go give machzis hashekel. So two partners that come together, they give machzis hashekel using one shekel, they have to add not one cowboy, two cowboys. If, however, we look at it as if this is the father's money that we're going to use to give machzis hashekel, so it's like the father's doing it on behalf of his sons. In that case, it's going to be one cowboy, not two cowboys. So really, depending on whether you look at the brothers as creating a new partnership or just taking the father's money and doing business with it, that would determine halacha is both as it relates to Maisa Behema and both as it relates to cowboys. So again, let's see the Mishnah inside. Achin, Hashutvin, two brothers that are partners. Kishai Chayav and the cowboy, when they're Chayav and cowboy, meaning when they have to give two cowboys, which means that what? We look at them as having created a new partnership to Maisa Behema. They'll be part for Maisa Behema. Because Shutvin are part for Maisa Behema. Ukish Chayav and Maisa Behema, when they can be Chayav and Maisa Behema. Why? Because we don't look at it as a new Shutvin. We look at them as simply playing with their father's behemoths. Step through them in a cowboy. So then the halacha is they're going to be put them in a cowboy because now it's as if the father's money is paying for two children. Where the halacha is you don't have to pay these cowboys. From Rav Anna said, so meaning, when is it considered that you're chayiv and cowboy and potter maisa behema? And when are you chayiv and maisa behema potter maisa behema? I mean, it sounds like it depends. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way. What does it depend on? Rav Anna said like this. This is true. When you divided, you'll take the gedoyim, the goats, I'll take the sheep. If, however, you're dividing, I take a gedi, you take a gedi, I take a tla, you take a tla, then we always look at it as if each person is getting his own chelik. Rav Nachman said, "Afilu cholku gedoyim keneged gedoyim, v'tloyim keneged tloyim." Even if you divide in that way, ein oimrim zeu chelkayim agiyam yisharu rishayin lekach. We don't look at each person having his own thing, but we still have to cheshbon it based on this previously mentioned mishnah. Now, if that's the case, why would Rav Nachman hold that way? He obviously, because he holds a vein breira, meaning, again, without going into this too much, this seems to be a machloikis Rav Anan and Rav Nachman, whether you say yesh breira or ein breira. Rav Anan said that if the way the brothers divided is you take a gdi, I take a gdi, for sure this is your gdi. The father's cheshbon's done, it's over with. Now we're our own balabas. So if we come together, we just create our own shutas. Rav Nachman said, not necessarily, just because you got a gdi, who got it? He got a gdi? Who said it's working that way? In other words, Rav Nachman seems to say that just because this ended up being my gdi doesn't mean a gloy milsim afraid that this was my Yerusha. So says the Gemara, that what do you see then? Rav Nachman must hold Ein Breira. So we said a whole pshat in Rav Nachman based on Yesh Breira. You see Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira. So the Gemara says, because of this, we have to revisit the Machloikis and Amanaf. Again, what was the Machloikis? And we'll end with this. We're discussing the Bar Shal Oile Regalim, where the Mishnah said that it takes on the laws of Tchumen, which Tchum? Keragle ha-mimali. What happens if one person was mimali for somebody else? Rav Nachman said, it's keragle misha nesmaluloi, the person that you filled it up for. Rav Sheshe said, it's keragle ha-mimali, it's like the Tchum of the person that actually filled it up. We said, what's the hezber and the machlokes? Rav Nachman holds that the nature of the oily regalim to the bar of the oily regalim was they were all shutfen. Being that they're shutfin, so if I fill it up for you, it's like I made you a shliach, shulcha shel adam kemoisai, so there's no reason you can't do it for me, and it's going to end up being based on my tchum. Whereas Rav Sheshes holds that it's hefker. If it's hefker, so hamagbiyam metzil l'chaveroi loikana chaver, because atoifas b'alchoi b'malko shechav l'acherim, doesn't work, and as a result, I can't do it for you. I can do it for myself. It's karagli hamamala, me, but I have no way of doing it for you. But the Gemara had problems with that, and because of the way the Gemara explained Rav Nachman, it forced us to say Rav Nachman Ol Tehesh Breira, where Rav Nachman Sheet is Ein Breira. So yesterday or the day before, we spoke about Rav Oishniyah, does he hold Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Rav Yochanan, does he hold Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Rav Nachman, does he hold Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. But the point is, we think Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira in the Sugya. So if that's the case, it knocks out that test. So what is then the Hezman, the Machloikis? Rav Sheish and Rav Nachman, Zach Gemara, it's not a Breira Machloikis, it's a Shnai Moichsel Machloikis. El Hocha be Makbiya Metzil Chaber Kom Miflegin. The Machloikis must be whether Makbiya Metzil Chaber, Kona Chaber, Loi Chaber, Mar Savar Kona, Umar Savar Loi Kona. Rav Sheish holds Makbiya Metzil Chaber is Loi Kona Chaber. Therefore, he says, Hareu Karagla Memale is going to be the actual Memale. Whereas Rav Nachman, he disagrees with the whole premise of the Gemara. The premise was, Makbiya Metzil Chaber, Loi Kona Chaver. Nachman holds Kona Chaver. Toifus of Achayev. No, it's fine. If that's the case, Kona Chaver, that's why if someone fills it up for somebody else, it takes on the tchum of that somebody else.